Well, I don't have a testimony, but I get to preach to you guys for a few minutes, so that's just as good. But don't know how to introduce this other than I was looking online for some sermons, didn't find much, so if you guys don't like this, it's not my fault, I didn't write it, so. But no, but seriously, first of all, I'd like to turn to Proverbs chapter 5 to get started here. Proverbs chapter 5. Let me read a few verses here, and then we'll bow for a word of prayer. Once you get to Proverbs 5, look down in verse 15. It says, "Drink water out of thine own cistern, and running water out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee." Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all these testimonies that have been a huge blessing to me, I know, and I'm sure to a lot of these people. Thank you for such a good church to come to that believes your word and preaches it. Thank you for Pastor and the quick recovery, Lord. Pray that you be with him. Give him patience. And thank you for just all the people here that showed up to hear this. Pray that you just be with me and Daniel as we preach. Help us not to say anything we're not supposed to, Lord. And help you just to guide us and say what you want us to say. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 5, verse 15, a lot of you guys probably read Proverbs. And it's one of the most familiar books of all the Bible. But down in verse 15, I want to look at a few things real quick tonight. Read verse 15 again. It says, "Drink water out of thine own cistern, and running water of thine own well." Now, what I want to look at tonight is the aspect of water. And I know, spiritually speaking, this world has water, and we have water. But our water is the living water of God, springs of living water. And the first thing I want to point out, it says, drink water out of thine own well. And the well, I think, is the well that you and I, if you are saved tonight, we went to the well, we got that bucket, we drank it, we drank the living water, so we'd never have to thirst again. We got saved. Yeah. So that is, I believe, the well of salvation. We went to the well, and a lot of people think it's just enough to go to the well and pick up a bucket, and you have the bucket of water. You know salvation's right in front of you. But if you don't drink it, if you don't become saved, it's not just enough to know it. You have to drink it. You have to become saved, become born again. So I think a lot of people know how to become saved. They have the bucket right in front of them. But they don't take the second step and become saved. And the water is doing nothing if it's just sitting there. It's just going to grow old and become useless. But in John chapter 6, turn over there real quick. John chapter 6. This is talking about living water here. John chapter 6, verse 35. John 6, 35. And it says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." And I love that because we are the only people in this world that know the truth. We're the only people that can take a drink of water, spiritually speaking, and never thirst again. You know, those Catholics, they do go on. They try to earn their way by doing works. The reason why they have to do works is because they do one thing, and spiritually speaking, they take a drink, and they all have to thirst again. So they have to go back, and they have to, in order to get to heaven. But once you're saved, you're always saved. We take a drink of that living water, and you're born again. You're a new man. And in Romans 10:13, we'll turn over there really quick. Romans 10, chapter 10. Look down at verse 13. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I know that's a really common verse, and I know a lot of you probably know that. But anytime, I love those verses that says whosoever, because whenever it says whosoever, that includes me, that includes you, that includes everybody. The well of salvation, anyone can go down to the well, and spiritually speaking, and get a drink of water and become born again. It's open to anybody who will believe. So first of all, in Proverbs 5:15 is saying you need to become saved. You need to be born again. But second of all, I want to look at, says Proverbs 5:15 says, "Drink water out of thine own cistern." Now, I look up cistern in the English translation and in the English definition. And basically what it is something that they would bring into the house. And once you get it from the well, you bring it into your house and put it kind of in a bowl. It's basically a bowl that you drink out of before they had sinks and stuff. And what basically it's saying, drink out of thine own cistern. Now, how I apply this, spiritually speaking, first you went to the well and you became born again. But then you took it one step further and maybe God called you to the ministry or something. But the thing I saw about this was it says, drink water out of thine own cistern. It doesn't say go for someone else's goals. Because I think a lot of people, they want to be pastors, and which is fine. I want to be an evangelist, and if God calls me to be an evangelist, that's great. I love it. But I'm not going to go for being an evangelist if God doesn't want me to. And I think a lot of people are not drinking out of their own cistern. Sure, they're in the ministry. And a lot of people are in the ministry, but God didn't necessarily call them. It's because they're not drinking out of their own cistern. And so I think a lot of people aren't really content of where God's called them. And it's a great desire to want to be in the ministry. It's a great desire to want to be a pastor or an evangelist. But a lot of people just aren't content with that. They want to do more, but that's not where God's called them. Maybe that, I don't know, maybe God doesn't think they're ready or something. But just be willing to go. But if God doesn't call you, be content with where you're at. And like I said with the well, a lot of people know about salvation, but yet they don't drink it. Same with the cistern, same with the call of God. A lot of people know the call of God. It's sitting right before them. But like I said, if you know it, that's not doing enough. You have to drink it. You have to go for the will of God. Knowing isn't necessarily answering to the call of God. You don't can't just know the truth. You have to apply the truth. And you have to be called by God, and you have to fulfill it. So first of all, we looked at the salvation that comes from drinking living water. Also, the cistern. Drink from your own cistern. Be called by God. But thirdly, I want to look in Proverbs chapter 5. Look down in verse 16. Proverbs 5:16 says, Let thy fountain be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the streets. And this, I think a lot of people preach on this, is basically soul winning. Get the word out there. And I think it's sad when you see JWs and Calvinists going out more than we do, because we're the ones with the truth. We're the ones with the living water. They have water, sure, but it's not the living water. They're going to have to go out there, and they're going to thirst again if they drink from theirs. But we have the one true word of God, and we have the answer. And yet they're going out way more than we are. I think it's a real shame, and I'm convicted about that. I mean, I'm not saying I go out enough. I don't go out enough as it is, and I'm up here preaching at you. So. But I don't think, honestly, I think it's a real shame how little Christians go out and tell people about the truth. Because we have the truth. We know it's right. We're the only, we know that we have the living word. In Mark chapter 16, turn over there real quick. Mark 16. Mark 16, should read one verse, in verse 15. Mark 16:15 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Like I said, that's a real common verse too. But God has called us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And like I said, I just don't think we realize how important this is that we go out and sow in. And I know, like I said, a lot of people preach on this, so I'm not bringing out anything new. You guys know we're supposed to sow in. But here in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Let thy fountain be dispersed abroad in rivers of water in the streets." You should spiritually speaking, the rivers of living water should be everywhere in the streets. I mean, everyone in your block, in your neighborhood, should know that you're a Christian, should know the gospel. And they may reject it, but they should at least know. You should at least set the well. You should at least give them the water. If they don't choose to drink it, that's their fault. But you should at least give them the living water. Last of all, just real quick, I want to look at Proverbs 5. Look down at verse 17. Proverbs 5:17. It says, "Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee." And the first time I read that, I was kind of confused, because in verse 16, it's saying, "Let thy fountain be dispersed abroad, and rivers of water in the streets." It's basically saying, spread the word everywhere. And then in verse 17, it says, "And not strangers with thee." I was like, I didn't get it at first. But the more I thought about it, I think what it's talking about here is, don't let the world be, don't mix your water with the world's water. Because you take, I'm sure you guys have seen the illustration, you take a clean cup. As soon as you mix it with a little dirty, that there's not, it's not pure anymore. It's gross. It's nasty. And like my dad would say, when you're in a group of people, you always sink to the lowest common denominator. And if you have a clean cup, don't mess with the world. Don't get a little dirt. If someone tempts you with music or something, that's a little dirt that's going to mess up your life and mess up. You're not going to be pure. You're not going to have the pure, perfect living water of God. So when it's saying, not strangers with thee, there's only, God has not called us to give the world what they want to hear. I know it sounds rough, but it's true. I mean, we're supposed to give them what is right and what the Lord has called us to do. And we're all called to sow, and we're all called to tell the people about the gospel. And so just to brush up, just want to ask you a quick question. I mean, what are you doing with your water? Because a lot of people, I think here, I mean, I know most of you guys are saved, and a lot of you guys are in the will of God, and that's great. But how much are we really giving forth the water? Because we do have the true water. We have living water. And like I said, if you let just a little bit of dirt get in your living water, the clean water, to ruin your testimony, it's going to ruin it and may ruin your testimony. So I just want to encourage you, see where you're at with this, see where you're at in your Christian walk. And I encourage you, I mean, like I said, a lot of you guys are saved, but I encourage you to take the next step and find the will of God. And if you know the will of God, if the cistern, like in the Old Testament, if it's sitting there in front of you and you know what it is, that's not enough. I encourage you to drink it. I encourage you to answer the call of God.
Yeah,
so let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to get up here and preach your word. Thank you once again for such a good church and so many people coming out on a Sunday night. There's no place I'd rather be than here, Lord, and with such good friends and a good pastor, Lord, and all these people that will encourage and pray for each other. Thank you for this opportunity. Hardly anyone in this world gets an opportunity to come up and preach at such a young an age, Lord. And I don't take any of the credit, Lord. It's all you. And I don't know why, like Daniel would say, I don't know why you'd pick someone like us, Lord, and we're not deserving and we're not worthy. But I thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve a God like you. Pray that this was a blessing. Pray that you bless everything else that goes on here, Lord. Pray that it be for all for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.